Hey everyone, welcome to the Investor Mindset. My name is James McFarland, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Specialist, and in this series, we talk about having a better long-term investing experience. We dive into the mindset and core behaviors that may be able to help increase your odds of achieving a better long-term investment outcome and try to have some fun along the way. So on this, the eighth episode of our series, we are going to talk a little bit about stories. Human beings love stories. From the time we're infants, we are raised with stories. And as we get older, we continue to love stories of all types. Novels, movies, television, anecdotes, jokes, comics, and on and on. You can make a pretty decent argument that a whole lot of how human beings experience reality is largely based on the stories that we tell each other. One of my professors, when I was doing my master's degree in Tokyo, Japan, was a big fan of the idea that in the 21st century, global stories were being told and were going to be a big part of what the world looked like in the future. Now, to be fair, he was a cranky old Japanese economics professor, so he was definitely stepping outside of his field, but it's an interesting idea. And all this generally is pretty great. Our ability to tell and experience stories is one of the unique aspects of being human. We naturally tend to draw connections between events to make disparate events into stories. Otherwise, the world would just be a big set of random, chaotic events. But because we are so hardwired to view things in terms of cause and effect, in terms of story, this innate tendency can sometimes lead us to imagine connections between events where none really exist. I'd argue that for the financial media, it's a virtual job requirement. And for investors, it can be a disaster. Let me quote a story from Bloomberg News. The Australian dollar rose today after Westpac Bank dropped its forecast of further central bank interest rate cuts this year. Notice the word after in there? It's there because the reporter needs to turn two separate events into a cause and effect story. Journalists do this a lot. Listen carefully to most financial reporting, and you'll start noticing how often they throw in these little words to imply causation. Otherwise, they'd just be talking about two random events. In this case, the implication is the Australian dollar rose because a bank had changed its forecast for official interest rates. Now, perhaps it did. Or perhaps the currency was boosted by a large order from an exporter converting US dollar receipts to Australian dollars. Or by an adjustment from a bunch of big prop trading firms covering short positions. Or a central bank action. Markets can move for a lot of reasons, and reporters do this kind of thing all the time. Now, as investors, when the media connects these different events to very short-term price moves in the market, it can lead us to think that, well, if we just study the news closely enough, we can work out which way the market will move next. And when we do that kind of thing, we're making up a story, just as we humans tend to do. The problem is that the story we're telling is just made up. There's a term for this, the narrative fallacy. The narrative fallacy refers to our tendency to seize on vaguely logical and coherent stories to explain complex events, and then to interpret every development in light of those stories that we've just created. The narrative fallacy can lead us into a type of self-deception. It can lead us to make up stories about what's happening or has happened with a stock or bond that may sound logical, but are actually pretty flimsy. And then to use that flimsy story as the basis for investing decisions. That's the dangerous part. The media does this because, well, the media kind of has to. They are in the business of writing, producing, and releasing stories. So journalists are professionally inclined to turn single specific events into broad, systematic patterns, or to simplify complex situations down to cause and effect sound bites. This is yet another reason why my constant advice to tune out the noise is so critical for investors, in my view. Now, building neat and tidy stories out of short-term market movements might be a great way to win ratings and readership or collect clicks on the internet, but it is not a good way to approach long-term investing. The markets are very powerful, very efficient, highly competitive global machines, with millions of participants buying and selling on a daily basis. And all of these participants have unique reasons for buying or selling at any given time. When you buy or sell based on the story you're telling yourself or the one you heard in the media, essentially you are saying that you are finding a mistake in the market before anyone else. Usually you're saying that you know some stock is cheap. The market price is wrong. It's too cheap. So you want to buy it now, expecting the price to go up as other players in the market also realize the stock is cheap and start buying it. But really, whatever the mistake you think you found is, finding it before anyone else in global, highly competitive markets with millions of participants is, frankly, a very difficult feat to pull off, especially over a decades-long time frame. What if instead of searching the news and media on a daily basis for hints and clues and stories for pricing mistakes, what if instead we began by looking at market data over a decades-long period of time? We could look for areas of the markets that have higher returns over the long term than other areas. We could look at things like whether a company pays a dividend and then grows that dividend. We could look at the company's free cash flow. We could look at the quality of the company's business over time. There are any number of key elements to look at when choosing stock investments that go beyond trying to beat the market or trying to find the cheapest stock. When I build an investment portfolio for a client, I'm not looking to beat the market based on stories. I'm looking for quality companies that pay or grow a dividend in many cases, have strong free cash flow, have a strong business, have good management, have no glaring red flags, and have a high probability of participating in the future growth of the US or world economy. I'm looking to provide diversified equity exposure across multiple markets and sectors and asset classes. And then this portfolio has to sit firmly within the context of an overall financial plan based on each client's individual situation, goals, and risk tolerance. For long-term investors, starting with an overall financial vision and plan, followed by incorporating a consistent investment methodology that is not based on beating the market and not based on stories, may be able to help investors reduce stress, handle market movements with greater fortitude, and ultimately have a better long-term investing experience. And that will bring us to the end of this episode of The Investor Mindset. Thank you so much for joining me and listening in. If you enjoyed the show today, please share it around. On the next penultimate episode of The Investor Mindset, we'll talk about something very important: the value of an advisor. What value does a trusted advisor bring to the table? What value do we bring for you? We'll get into it in the next episode. Once again, this has been James McFarland. This has been The Investor Mindset. Remember to tune out the noise, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.